beginning, open today. Hallelujah. You're in the opening, right?
Amen.
Good. Awesome. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we're all going to share Christ this morning.
Amen. Amen.
Wonderful.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
How about we just turn to more in your Bible if you have your book, okay? But also, I want you to get your Bibles ready because we're going to read a couple of verses that are not in the morning Bible. So how about we read the title together?
Amen.
The Word of God
in the experience of God's loving secrets.
How about we read it again?
Yes.
The Word of God being a realm of light in the experience of God's loving seekers.
Amen. This is a sweet title. It says, we are here as God's loving seekers.
Amen.
We're not here just seeking the Lord, but we're loving the Lord.
Amen.
So, so we got to have this attitude coming to the Lord. We're loving and we're seeking.
Amen.
So this is marvelous. So how about let's turn to 1 John 1, verses 5 to 7. So the first two verses will be on the day 1, but verse 7 is not. So if you have your Bibles ready, you can turn to those verses. We'll read them together. Amen.
And this is the message which we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and are not practicing the truth. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us.
Psalm 105 and 130. Your word
is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The opening of your words is light, imparting understanding to the simple.
Amen.
How about we take a couple of minutes and we have David Cannon wants to lead us in an echo prayer meeting, 105, and then.
Amen. Psalm 119, 105.
Amen.
Your word.
Your word.
Your word.
Your word.
Your word.
Your word.
Your word is a lamp.
Your word is a lamp.
Lord, your word is a lamp.
Lord, your word is a lamp.
Lord, we need a lamp.
Lord, we need a lamp.
A lamp to my feet.
A lamp to my feet.
Your word is a lamp to my feet.
Your word is a lamp to my feet.
Amen.
go back to day one, the verses in day one, we see, okay, since we're talking about light, we see the definition of light. Do we know what light is?
God.
God is light.
Amen.
I thought we all say that.
God is light.
Amen. We have to know, okay, when we're coming to the light, we're coming to God himself. But we see, this shows us that we're in a sphere, a realm of light. Amen. How do we know that? It's in verse 7. Remember verse 7 says, if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, that means we could enter into God, walk in the sphere of light. So this is, we have to understand this, you know, as believers, what we are being is to be in the light.
Amen.
So what does it mean to walk in the light?
Yeah.
So you have to consider this, right? We want to be in the sphere, we also want to walk. So if we turn to the outline under Roman numeral 2, we can read 8. Number 1 under 8. If we have it up to the end. Under Roman numeral number 2,
yes.
We're reading 1 under 8.
Yes, A1.
A1, right.
2. To walk in the divine light is to live, move, act, and have our being in the divine light, which is God himself.
Amen. So this is marvelous, right? This is the definition of walking.
Right.
So first you got to know what light is? Light is God.
Amen.
So it means our walking is we're in God.
Amen.
That means our daily living, what are we doing? We're in God.
Amen.
Part of this takes place. We want to consider, right? Okay. I know there's a lot in this outline, but how about we look at Roman numeral number 5 and we'll read that together. God
is light. And in his light, consolidated in the Word. Therefore, the Word of God is the embodiment of God that has divine light.
Amen. Amen. This morning I was enjoying that one of the stanzas for one of the songs. He says, if we think of our Redeemer all day long, he says, we cannot be silent. You know, wow, that's marvelous. What does that mean? It means that as we are in the Word, right? We're touching the Lord, we're thinking of the Lord, and the entire day, you know, we have something to speak about.
Amen.
We have something to cry out about. You know, so this is what to see. This is a matter of light. It's a matter of coming to the Word of God.
Amen.
You know, the verse that we read, right, in, day 3, it says, the opening of your Word. Right? So it's a matter of our opening. Right?
Amen.
Open the Word.
Amen.
In the morning, we open the Bible.
Amen.
In the afternoon, we open the Word.
Amen.
What happens in this life?
Amen.
There's an impartation.
Right.
You have to be open to receive this impartation.
Amen.
This week, I learned this phrase from the fellowship we had. And it's a matter of many believers throughout the centuries have said that, what's the phrase? If there is no Bible, no breakfast. And you know, so you say, no Bible, no lunch. No Bible, no dinner. So that means throughout the day, what are we doing? Before we even take our portion, allotment of food, we come to the Word.
Amen.
And then we're considering. We're taking in God's life, God's Word. And this is where we remain in this sphere.
Amen.
Okay? But since the title has this phrase of loving seekers, that means in our receiving of the light, there needs to be a condition. There needs to be an attitude, which we see in Roman number 7. Yeah, 7. How about we read number 7?
Whether or not the Word is a realm of light to us and our experience depends on our attitude and condition coming to the Word.
Amen.
So now you might wonder, what is this attitude? What is this condition?
Amen.
How about we turn to the Bible?
Amen.
It says Matthew 5:8, or the last verse of this week. How about we read that together?
Amen.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Amen.
What is this? This matter of coming to the Bible, we need to be those that have a pure heart.
Amen.
You know, if we have such a heart, You know, we will see God. That means we will gain God.
Amen.
We will gain this life. But what it means throughout, as we come before the Word, you have to realize that we're coming to the living.
Amen.
I like to read that in Hebrews, right? It's living and it's operative.
Amen.
That means that the Word is not static.
That's
it's
right.
Constant. God
Amen.
Wants to accomplish something.
Right.
So as we come to the Word, we need to have a dealing with our heart.
Right.
The light shines and exposes what is in our heart.
Amen.
So I appreciate a couple of these lines from the outline, which speaks about our attitude coming to the Word.
Amen.
So I want to just read it to you before, you know, just in a matter of concluding. It says, well, how do we come to the Word? It says, we humble ourselves.
Amen.
We come in a humble attitude.
Amen.
It says,
Amen.
I like this. It says, all the chambers of our being should be open to receive the Lord's shining.
Amen.
I mean, it's our heart, right?
Amen.
Our mind, emotion, will, and our conscience needs to be completely open. Allow the Lord to come in.
Amen.
And it says, our eye must be single.
Amen.
Well, that means we only have one vision, one sight. That means what do we want? In coming to the Bible, we want to see God.
Amen.
We want to receive His shining.
Amen.
Although we can find many things in the Bible, right? There's a high standard of morality. We're not seeking morality. What are we seeking when we come to the Bible?
Mm.
We're seeking to find a person.
Amen.
We're seeking to remain in the sphere of life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This is where we belong.
Amen.
Our Christian living should be in the light.
Amen.
So I think that we'll stop here, but I don't know if there's fellowship for you.
High school seniors.
Yeah.
Amen.
Praise
Yeah, so these brothers might. Yeah, maybe y'all can stand up all of you
yeah.
here. So there's some sisters, two sisters that went too, right? And so the title, Jorge will read the title of the conference.
Southern Home, the man who turned to Asian.
Amen.
The man who turned to
Asian. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, so the conference was about. Moses being an age turner,
mm-hmm.
and it really followed, started with him being born in Egypt, and at that time they were killing all the firstborn of the children of Israel, right? So it started with his mother like hiding him, and then him being raised in an Egyptian by an Egyptian family, receiving a top education, even being second in line to the throne. And then it goes on to being, when he turned 40, he decided to leave Egypt, right? He tried to lead the children of Israel out, and they said, who made you prince over us,
yeah.
right? So he could have been the prince of Egypt at that time, but he saw that he needed to lead the children of Israel. But at that time, he was not appointed prince by the Lord. Right? He was not chosen by the Lord. He wasn't called out.
Yeah.
So then he went to the land of Midian for 40 years. And this was where the Lord was just dealing with him.
Amen.
And then after that, then the Lord called him. And that was the key point, is that all these high schoolers, you know, we're the called age turners of this age.
Amen.
You know, we have this call that we need to answer. After that, then, you know, he went through more dealings with the Lord, and then he could come back and finally lead the children of Israel out. And I appreciated seeing how, this person was so, he had everything in the world pretty much. He had all the riches of Egypt, he had a top education, but the Lord couldn't use that. Right? Even though he was, number two in the world, you know, the Lord couldn't use him until he was dealt with through all these years in Midian.
Amen.
And what he did in Midian first was just shepherd sheep, right?
Mm-hmm.
So could you imagine, like, President Obama just shepherding sheep, right? Like, tomorrow. I mean, he's going to be out of office, you know, because his term is up. But, you know, that's essentially what happened is, like, you know, we have this person that's qualified to lead the children of Israel out, but, like, the Lord didn't appoint him yet. Right? And this goes against all of our natural understanding is, you know, like, oh, we think we're ready. The Lord can't use us until we're dealt with by him.
Mm-hmm.
And the picture of this was when at the thorn bush, when the Lord told Moses to pick up his staff, that turned into a snake, he picked it up by the tail, right? And the tail is completely completely against what the world thinks. Because normally you're supposed to pick it up by the head so it doesn't bite you. Mm-hmm. But the Lord's only picking up by the tail. And this is just showing that, you know, in the Lord's way is completely against everything that the world thinks is.
Amen. Amen.
Sister Saga first.
Okay.
You gotta speak loud. Someone said they couldn't hear, so try to speak loud.
Okay, I really enjoyed how the brother was saying that he gave us his name.
Amen.
And I really enjoyed that because the Lord wants us to call on him, be intimate with us,
Amen.
Have a relationship with him.
Amen.
So I thought that was really important that we have his name that we can always call on.
Amen.
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 Over the weekend, the brother said that we're engaged to the Lord and married to the heavenly vision.
Amen.
And I really enjoyed how the Lord doesn't really want anyone so smart and so strong. He wants someone who's willing.
I enjoyed when Moses asked God what his name was. God responded by saying, "I am that I am."
Amen.
And then the brother pointed out, if God is, then we are not.
Amen.
So, and then he continued on by saying, God is like everything that we need. It's sort of like he used a blank check as an illustration. He says, God is, and then blank. And then that blank we can fill in, and then he is anything that we need.
Amen.
Amen.
I enjoyed that we need to escape this world. Like in Moses' story, Pharaoh was Satan and Egypt was world. God's people had to escape from Egypt because they are children of Israel, not children of Egypt. And for us, we are children of God. We do not belong in this earth.
Amen.
I enjoyed that our service to the Lord has to be according to what he wants. The Bible is God's love letter that tells us what he wants.
Amen.
Amen.
We enjoy Hebrews 11:24-26.
By faith Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
Amen.
Choosing rather to be ill-treated with the people of God.
Amen.
And to have the temporary enjoyment of sin.
Amen.
Considering the reproach of Christ, greater riches than the treasures of Egypt.
Amen.
For he looked away to the reward.
Amen.
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 Thank
you, Lord.
Amen.
This week I enjoyed just some basic truths about God.
Amen.
God is light.
Amen.
In him there are no darkness.
Amen.
And also, God's light, we see light.
Amen.
Now, it's an interesting statement to say, in God's light we see light. It seems self-fulfilling. Shouldn't we see light when there is light? Well, actually, to understand this, you have to understand the nature and the expression of God.
That's right.
God's nature is love.
Amen.
This is his inner feeling for all of us.
Amen.
God's expression is light.
Amen.
This is how he reaches us, by
Amen.
Shining on us,
Amen.
To show us more of himself.
Amen.
And when we have God's light, this issues in the truth,
Amen.
Reality, the things which are real in our existence,
Amen.
Not the things we are blinded by.
Amen.
So that's why in God's light,
Amen.
We see light.
Amen.
His expression, we see the truth of things.
Amen.
We're not so blinded by the things of this world.
Amen.
We actually realize the real things of this universe, which is just God himself.
Amen.
But we don't just want to see the truth only. There's a goal for each one of us. And it's really the last part of the warning lesson. We want to see God.
Amen.
Yes, we want to see God.
Amen.
You know, my earnest expectation and yearning is just I want to see God.
Amen.
Face to face.
Amen.
Shining out, you know. In the Bible, the Lord was so brilliant, you couldn't look at it. It was just too shiny.
That's right.
You know? So, to be able to see him, to be able to get used to the shine, to enjoy the shine, to be able to see him face to face, we have to spend time with him.
Amen.
We have to let him shine.
Amen.
We have to get used to this light.
Amen.
So I'm just enjoying the fact that he is light. we're in this light. We're seeing the light.
Amen.
But really, in truth, what we really want is to see God.
Amen.
Say yes.
And you want to see God?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I want to see God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Amen. I really appreciate at the end of this outline, there's this point about the ministry being the window. That in the ark, we have a window in the church life. But I really appreciate that the Hebrew name for this word window means noontime. So there's a place we can go in the church life to get under the noontime shining. And I'm so glad that we have the ministry of the age. We have the life studies. We have the footnotes. And every time we come, we're in the noontime. You just come and sit under the noontime and you get shined on. And I'm just considering the different ones that were the ministers of the age as you just kind of consider. You consider Peter, Paul, John, these different ones. What happened to them? And there's this point in the outline where it says the truths are the shining of the light on the truth, right? And so they became constituted with these truths.
Yes.
So these ministers of the age, there were certain truths that were there in God, and they got shined on. And then they got shined on and shined on until eventually their very being was constituted with light. So when you read about these different brothers, and Brother Lee mentioned Brother Nee, he said you'd sit in his presence and darkness would vanish. So it's like he was a being constituted with light. And he became the window in the ark. So I really appreciate we need to get constituted with the truth. And we also we need to enjoy the noontime.
Amen.
We need to come under the ministry every chance we get. And I just realized I need more time just to bask in the noontime window, right? Just get under the window and just get baked there by the ministry of the age. By the shining of the light. So I'm just so thankful that in the church life we have such a provision of this window that's wide open to the heavens. And the heavenly light is just streaming into the church because of this awesome ministry. So on the one hand, sometimes we just come to the word, we just need help. But we have the ministry of the age. One thing I really would appreciate is listening to the ministry. I've been listening to a series of ministry from a decade ago, and I just have been appreciate getting that shining. You just get under that window while you're doing dishes and put in your earbuds while you're doing dishes, and you know doing dishes is not pleasant, but you're doing dishes under the noontime. Why are you shining in? You just woo, you know, you're just scrubbing plates or whatever, but the light is just woo, pouring in through this ministry, and it's all available to us. I mean, there's a treasure store of riches just available. We can just listen to the ministry while we're driving somewhere, while we're exercising. Just let that ministry flood into our being until we're just constituted with light. We just got to just stay under the shining of the ministry. Eventually, we're just going to be constituted. Wherever we go, we'll just bring the shining with us. So I just praise the Lord for this window in the ark.
Amen.
So
praise the Lord for the window in the ark.
Amen.
This week, the title on this was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The Word of God being a realm of light in the experience of God's loving seekers.
Amen.
And, last few weeks, we were on the law as and as engagement covenant, right?
Yeah.
And so we need to realize that, God gave it to us in love.
Amen.
So even this week, our seeking of the Lord shouldn't be something apart from our love for the Lord.
Amen.
So we want to be loving seekers.
Amen.
Even the verse that we had in the last few weeks is, thou shalt love the Lord your God with what?
All your heart.
Amen.
With what?
All your heart.
Amen.
So the Lord needs, and it's really good, the word is, a consolidation of light.
Amen.
So we seek the Lord because we love Him, not for any other reason. Lord, I love You.
Amen.
And we're seeking, we realize that our heart is, there's darkness in us.
Yeah.
And this on day three, this was really good. It says 2 Peter 1:19. And it's amazing how the word is put together with our heart.
Amen.
It says, we have the prophetic word made more firm, which you do well to heed as a lamp shining where? In a dark place.
Amen.
So what is the dark place? It says, until the day dawn.
Amen.
And the morning star rises where?
In your hearts.
Amen.
So we need to stay in the Word till the morning star rises in our hearts.
Amen.
When the morning star is full of light.
Amen.
And like the other verse, it's the verse that in Hebrews 4:12. This also, it said, the Word of God is living.
Amen.
And operative.
Amen.
And sharper.
Amen.
And it says, and going to the end, it says, for all the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Amen.
So when we come as loving seekers of the Word, that we would be come to the consolidation of the Lord's light.
Amen.
And we would get light, we would just shine away our darkness.
Amen.
We to serve God according to His vision, and by the way that we serve God is by accepting His Word.
Amen.
Because His Word is the light.
Amen.
And the more that we seek His Word, the more we shine.
Amen.
I think everybody in this room, I think we all shine.
Amen.
And we can feel God's light in this room.
Amen.
Every day and every time we get together,
amen,
we feel His presence in here, and that's His light.
Amen.
So His Word is the light.
Amen.
And without light, there'd be darkness, right?
Right.
And without light, there'd be no light.
Right.
So light would be the Word.
Amen.
Amen.
The opening of your words gives light.
Amen.
In another version it says, the entrance of your words gives light.
Amen.
So it says there's an opening, there's an entrance within our being to allow the Word to shine and light in us. And so this is a gate to our heart. And it says receiving the Word all depends upon our attitude and the condition of our heart.
Amen.
So we realize there's an entrance. Lord, we have to keep our hearts open, the gate open to you. This means that if the gate is closed, if our heart is closed, we'll just be in darkness. No light can shine. And the brothers shared there's three conditions of our heart. You can have a closed heart for the Word. You could have absolutely no heart at all for the Word. Or you could have a heart that's divided, that's not single for the Lord. So, Lord Jesus, He just said when we come to the Word, we should have no confidence in ourselves. And both in day three, it says we need to humble ourselves and have a thorough dealing with the Lord.
Amen.
And to ask Him to have mercy on us.
Amen.
And then day at five, it says, if we want to receive blessing from the Word of God, we must first deal with our heart.
Amen.
And turn to the Lord absolutely with our whole heart.
Amen.
Our prayer is, Lord, we don't want to have any self-confidence.
Amen.
We don't want to insist on our own way.
Amen.
But Lord, we just humble ourselves before you before we come to the Word.
Amen.
From the Word, because maybe you don't realize your heart is closed or divided or you just have no heart. He says, pray. Pray for mercy. He said, if you have no light, go to the Lord and pray.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy on me.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, have mercy on me.
Amen.
You know, people out there go to church on Sunday, and the rest of the week, what do they do? They play golf, they go to Las Vegas. But to a certain extent, there's satisfaction. But they don't have God.
Mm.
They don't have life. And the nature of the fruit of life is God the Father.
Mm-hmm.
It is when we say, oh Lord, go to the Word, we turn right away and we have that satisfaction, which is the eternal light.
Amen.
Hallelujah for the light.
Amen.
For us to be in this light is a matter of our heart. We can see so much here. This matter of if thine eye be single, our whole body shall be full of light.
Amen.
I love this verse for years, and even more fresh this week. So it's a matter of our heart. If our heart is not right, then there's not, our body will not be full of light.
Right.
Eventually, we need to be the expression of light.
Amen.
What does he say in Ephesians? We were once darkness, but are now light in the Lord.
Amen.
So as we are filled with light and have the Lord shining into our heart every day, we actually become light itself. We all know that only Jesus is light.
Amen.
He said, Jesus' words were, I am the light of the world.
Amen.
But eventually, we are become light also.
Amen.
Why? Because we're his duplication.
Amen.
As we get filled with him and have him shine into our hearts,
Amen.
We become light itself.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Still sometimes, you know, darkness. Yesterday, Greg and I were on the phone. I had to call him up. Just needed to pray with him because something of darkness happened in me, and I something I said to a neighbor, and I just called Greg, and we just prayed. It was so good, you know. But on one hand, we are children of light, but still there's this old man. But hallelujah, we can confess,
Amen.
And we can get washed.
Amen.
We walk in the light,
Amen.
As he is in the light.
Amen.
We have fellowship in the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But you know, this matter of light, my first meeting I ever came to was right here. Paul was here. And I stood up in this meeting and I sang this song, Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Amen.
I can never forget that. But hallelujah for the light.
Amen.
And when I walked in this room, I just had to sing that song.
Amen.
Because I saw all these people. This was the first meeting I come to, and I've been to lots of churches and so on, you know, looking for where the real, you know, where the Lord wanted to lead me to. And you know, you find there are believers everywhere you go.
Amen.
But not so many are so full of light. When I walked in here, this room was full of people expressing light.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah for the light in human beings.
Amen.
I had a little bit of trouble with this phrase, realm of light. And I was getting through the week, I felt like I was a little bit in darkness. But the Lord kind of exposed me to say, you're in darkness because you have no light. It's because you have not gotten into my word. And I was enjoying day 4, where it says that Ephesians 5:8, for you were once darkness, but are now are in the light. Walk as children of light. As we look at the day 1, and I think it was day 3, we see different types of walking. The first is the walking in our spirit, the walking in the truth, and walking in the light. So as we come to this day, we look at Ephesians 5:9. What is the fruit of the light? It consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And this relates to the triune God, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Spirit. So walking in this realm of light is just being in the triune God. But to get into the triune God, there has to be an abiding that takes place. And that takes place when we open ourselves and come to the Word.
Amen.
Like Sister Terry shared, there's an entrance and there's a gateway.
Amen.
And the bar to the gate is not on God's side.
Amen.
It is on our side.
Amen.
So we need to have a proper attitude.
Amen.
We need to come as loving seekers to the Word of God.
Amen.
This Word of God is just consolidated light.
Amen.
It's truth.
Amen.
We have reality.
Amen.
So when we come with an open heart, we are in this realm of light.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. I enjoyed day 2. The last sentence in day 2, I find it very profound, but that it says that when we are in God's light, we see what God sees.
Amen.
That is really profound. When we see the real nature of things, the real nature of the world when we are in God's light. And when we are in God's light, we become wise and we become discerning. And in spite of the good things and the good ways and the good things in the world, we, apart from God, we find it to be worthless and in vain.
Mm-hmm.
So we can only see the right aspects of things when we are in God's light.
Amen.
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 Psalm 39:4, with you, you come to light. In your light, we see light.
Amen.
You know, I know this verse very well, but I never somehow this that morning, I just saw the different angle, that there is a danger that we can make our own fight.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we think that we just think about the excessive, you know, we may say, oh, I consider this matter for so long, so maybe, but I think this is the way. You know, that may not be the light from the Lord, but it is just your own thinking that is making your own light. And so I was just so touched because right now I'm in the middle of making some big decision, and I just move forward and need your light. It's not me considering this thing of right or wrong, or I used to just weigh the pros and the cons, you know, and then make a decision. But now I just want to learn how to live in this life. In this life, we can see light. Otherwise, we were making our own light. And we do our own light in life on day six. It says, all of you, indeed, all you who kindle the fire, who surround yourself with five brands, walk into the light of your fire with the brand, five brands which you have dipped. You have made this from your hand. You will have this from my hand, you will lie down in torment. So a lot of times we get into troubles and we get so many sufferings because we do it in our own life. The thing that we know, and so this is what I want to do. And so the Lord really touched me. It's just a sobering word that, you know, we need to live in this life.
Amen.
We need to make sure it's a big difference. It makes a great difference where we live. We must live in God's life. We want to see, right? God means we want to see God. We want to see some of these things that we do on a daily living, we make decisions. But if we're not in the light, either we are in darkness or we're making our own light. So, Lord, have mercy on us. We want to be in your light to see the light.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I saw the light.
Amen.
I was just recalling the first time I ever came into this hall, and I saw the light, and it was so bright. Actually, I wasn't yet saved, and it was so bright, I left. And about 5 or 6 years later, after I got saved, I knew where to go, where I had seen the light. So I've been here ever since. But I was really impressed with this one particular sentence. The only time a person genuinely knows himself is when he knows himself under God's light. Saints, this just brings me back to the matter of the heart. Our heart has to be right. Our attitude has to be right when we come to the Word. The light is in the Word. First off, we have to come to the Word. And then our heart has to be right. I mean, you can read the Bible like you read a newspaper and get nothing. So the heart is so critically important. Our heart has to be right before the Lord to receive the light. And then we see the light. Hallelujah. We've seen the light.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I was just wondering the previous weeks when we had talked about Moses, that we went to the mountain. And then he received the Ten Commandments, but the Ten Commandments were the ten words.
Yeah.
And so he must have been infused by God speaking. And when he was infused by God speaking, his faith became God above was shining. So I enjoyed that there was something of infusing from God. So anyways, John 1:4, it says, in him was life.
Amen.
And the light was the light of men.
Amen.
Verse 9, it says, this was the true light, which coming into the world enlightens every man. And I like that word enlighten, because here was the Lord, you know, being the disciples, but he enlightened the disciples. Then in Psalm 130 this week it says, the opening of your words give light, imparting understanding to the simple. And then the two words I like in that verse is the opening. You know, there's the opening of the word. You have the word, but it could be like closed. If I give you a Bible but never open it, you don't know what's in there. But if you open it and you see, you know, there's a imparting. And so then the second word I like in Psalm 130 is the word imparting. Is that when the Lord's word is open to us, it imparts something into us.
Amen.
And then it infuses us, and we become the children of light.
Amen.
This week is a little interesting. I kind of echo what Sister Jenny shared about day two. day two is really puzzling to me. It's kind of the most unenjoyable day. You read it, it's not really fun. Because I just want to read. I don't want to share a whole lot. I just want to read what's written here. It says God's children must not be obsessed. That means we are obsessed. Those who are obsessed do not see the true nature of things. That means we don't see our true nature of things. I just want to read a little bit of the paragraph in day two. It says, what we consider sweet may not be sweet, and what we consider as bitter may not be bitter.
Right.
What we consider as light may not be light. And what we consider as darkness may not be darkness. We should not replace God's light with our own light. We should not receive our light from God. So in a sense, what Sister Jenny was sharing is, we may think we know, but we really don't know. We think that we've passed through this, the first time, the Lord will do it again the second time using this way or a particular way. Yeah. But it's not. And then you go to day four. It talks about what is the definition of walking in light? You know, in Ephesians 5:9 says the definition of walking as children of light. If we walk as children of light, we shall bear the fruit described in verse 9. That means that the shining is not merely a it says here the shining is not merely a dispensation of sphere. The shining is actually God's kingdom, coming of God's kingdom and power.
Amen.
And then in day five, this is kind of what really kind of put the whole thing together for me. It says whether or not the Bible is shining in our experience depends on our attitude and condition.
Amen.
But if we pray if we read the word or pray read some verses of the scripture with a sincere heart, in an attitude of humility, you will be conscious of having been brought into light.
Amen.
That means this light here is not just, to me, light, just like what Brother Oscar shared, is truly a living person inside of us. It's not something where, light is a solution. Oh, I have the light, therefore I have to. I'm going this way or that way. No, light is truly a person.
Amen.
And then in day five, the first paragraph here says, the Bible requires more of us than any other book.
Right.
The Bible depends that we humble ourselves. Amen. And put aside our self-confidence and self-assurance. It's what our high school brother shared. It's like, when you see the I am,
amen,
then we see that we're not.
Amen.
He is the only one. And therefore, when we see that, then we definitely should just bow ourselves and, Lord, have mercy on us.
Amen.
And that's how we kind of look at day six. When we see that we're not, and we humble ourselves, then we have to see that, Lord, our heart is so impure.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to actually ask the Lord to grant us a sincere heart.
Amen.
If we see this, or if we see that our heart is so messed up, then the Lord will have mercy, and then we can see.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
How precious the word of God.
Amen.
It is in the realm of light, and as it shines on us, we are brought into the kingdom.
Amen. Amen.
Apparently, it looks like just black and white.
Right.
Just as the Lord, when He's on the earth, people thought He was just a man.
Yeah.
I know who you are. You're Joseph. But one day, three of His disciples up to the
mountain,
and He unzipped.
Amen.
And they saw the glory within this man.
Amen.
One that they had walked, that they saw the glory. Of course, Peter got distracted with Elijah and Moses, but eventually they saw Jesus.
Amen.
And in the Word, it appears to be just black and white.
Amen.
But if you have a seeking heart to see Jesus,
right,
the then the kingdom will spread.
Amen.
Amen. I enjoyed a few of the sentences that the saints said. I enjoyed that. Praise the Lord, I've seen the light.
Amen.
I've seen a person.
Amen.
And I really enjoyed a couple of verses this week. Matthew 5:8, and says, blessed be the pure in heart,
amen,
for they see God.
Amen.
Oh, blessed be the pure in heart.
Amen.
And then also then in day 3, it's Psalms 119:130. The opening of your words gives life,
amen,
imparting understanding to the simple.
Amen.
What I enjoy here is that I need to have a pure and simple heart,
amen,
just focused on the Lord.
Amen.
And when we do have a pure and simple heart, He can come in and be the one shining in our being.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for such a wonderful Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for such a wonderful Christ.
Amen.
I enjoyed 4 words this week. Love, light, grace, truth.
Amen.
These are awesome
Amen.
Words.
Amen.
Love is the nature of God's essence.
Amen.
And because God is love. Actually, 1 John says, God is love.
Amen.
Because God is love, that's the source of grace that reaches us.
Amen.
And 1 John also says, God is light.
Amen.
And the light is God's expression.
Amen.
And His expression is a source of truth.
Amen.
I just, I appreciate that. This was the beginning of the week to explain or to set the stage for what the Word of God is to His believers.
Amen.
So, all these things God is.
Amen.
So when I enjoyed earlier when that brother said, who are you? Moses asked God, who are you? And He said, I am.
Amen.
So when we come to the Word, what should we find God as? He is.
Amen.
What is He? He is love and He is light.
Amen.
He is grace and He is truth.
Amen.
So when we come into the Word, actually, if we're in the wrong condition, the Word can just be a killing letter to us. Can be, and actually, when we saw it, when God gave the law to the children of Israel, He did not give it to them in the realm of condemnation and in a way of killing. He gave it in a loving way. He gave it as an engagement contract. To tell them, I love you, and this is who I am.
Amen.
So when we receive the Word, actually we're receiving God as love.
Amen.
And when we receive God as love, and we receive it in light, what happens? Oh, there's truth there.
Amen.
I just enjoyed this past week. I was at a conference, it's a conference has a lot about changing laws, and you realize that 4 years ago, under this law that man created, we were under the law and we were, we were according to the law. But 5 years later, that law changed, and so no, if you do the same thing, you are no longer under the law. So it shows you that man's law is constantly changing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why man's law is darkness.
Wow.
But God's law is unchanging.
Amen.
God's essence and nature is unchanging.
Amen.
So when we come into the Word in the way of life and light, we see the reality and the truth.
Amen.
I just appreciate God's Word is truth.
Amen.
You want truth? Go to God's Word.
Amen.
But go to it in a way of love and life.
Amen.
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 This verse on day 3, the opening of your words gives life, imparting understanding to the simple. As I was reading this verse, my prayer was, Lord, keep my heart simple.
Amen.
I was a very simple person.
Amen.
Not complicated, not veiled, Lord, purify me, purify my heart. Because when I come to the Word, I can understand.
Amen.
You will impart the understanding to the simple.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Keep me simple, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, keep me simple.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
In day 5, there is a prayer. And I want to pray for the son. Lord, have mercy on me.
Amen.
I don't want to be covered by anything.
Amen.
And I don't want to have anything between you.
Amen.
Lord, grant that there will be nothing between us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Lord, grant
that there will be nothing between us.
Amen.
Lord, grant that there will be nothing between us.
Amen.
Amen.
Grant that there will be nothing between us.
Amen.
We don't want to be covered by anything.
Amen.
Amen.
Keep our heart turning to you.
Amen.
Take away the veil.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, you're the light of the world.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for giving
Lord, us. Lord, we want to produce lasting fruit.
Amen.
Our heart, you know, the word says that our heart is
spirit.
That's right.
Yeah. But on the other hand, the Lord has given us a new heart and a new spirit.
Amen.
And it's reading the parable of the sower and this is the title of the heart. And I noticed that the rocky heart, I think it says that he drifted away, you know, after. He drifted away from the word. And then the thorny heart, it says that he went away. You know, and but the good and noble heart was holding, holding to the word.
Amen.
I just, you know, it's not that we all of a sudden have a good and noble heart. No, we all have thorns and we all have rocks.
Amen.
And we have darkness and
Amen.
We're following the Lord, but this happens to us.
Yes.
You know, that we find ourselves in darkness.
Amen.
But there's the source of life.
Amen.
Friend.
What a joy.
Amen.